Be a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD. And joining us on the microphone, as he's been sitting here very patiently waiting, this is not his first time here. He's been here before, as has the gentleman who is part of the company that he represents, Tom Carroll, Director of Community Relations for J. Cashman Incorporated.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
How was your New Year?
It was good. It's good. My wife, my mother-in-law, and my two children, we sat around the house. Some of the kids' friends came over, and, you know, everyone
it's
was...
It's not what it once was, is it?
You know what I noticed?
The luster is off of it.
Well, it is for me, but thank goodness it's transferred to them.
Mm. Mm.
You know, and that was, like, the big deal for me this year was, you know, and I think I even posted something about it. You know, what a great feeling that somebody's excited about New Year's because I was.
Someone's got to be.
Yeah, and the kids were, and, you know, so, you know, that's...
You don't want to dampen that. You don't want to dampen that.
No.
On
the, no. Nope, not at all.
Well, we got you here to kind of give us an update, and we last time you and I talked, we promised to kind of have you in here on a regular basis, to kind of give an update as to where things stand. You, of course, folks may or may not know that Jake Hashman is... kind of invested itself over the past couple of years in a project that's in Brockton, the south side of Brockton,
yep.
Oak Hill Way. That's the 350 megawatt power plant that is being proposed. That is one of the things that's always in constant conversation when you ask, what are some of the things that are going on? What are some of the, I don't know if you want to call it an issue, but what are some of the things that people are talking about that's going on in the community, the big developments,
absolutely,
stuff like that? What is the latest that's going on with this project? Is it still a matter of getting the word out about the project and dispelling half-truths?
Well, of course, and some just downright no-truths. But, you know, we're going to continue to do that. You know, that's been the promise that we made when we came on board was, you know, to dispel the myths and to get the facts out there. So, you know, we've done that. We've taken boots to the ground and we've met with people. We've you know, a lot of people that we've spoken to at one point were against the power plant and they didn't understand it. I've actually sat down with people who thought it was a nuclear power plant going in. You know, and it doesn't help that, you know, the opponents continually put out misleading and false information. You know, for instance, they just sent out a flyer to the residents talking about contaminated mist being spewed all over the city of Brockton. And, I mean, the water that's going to be used is the same water that's being dumped into the river. And it's going to get cleaned one more time after that in our plant. And, you know, so, I mean, what they're saying is just blatantly false, and it's scare tactics.
One of the things I'm always interested in when there's an issue like this is, you know, people that are for something and against something, you know, do they intercommunicate to try to make sure that they're all on the same page with at least informing people of their opinion correctly? Has the opposition reached out to you guys at all to try to at least get some of the facts or anything like that?
No. No, they haven't. And, you know, as I said, this isn't anything new. I mean, if you look back, I mean, 10, 15 years ago.
If you look at the history of this project.
Yeah, well, not just the history of this project, but, you know, we went up against this on the Greenbush project.
Mm.
You know, we went through this, you know, with the disruption, you know, of the work on the central artery, you know, and things like that, that, you know, people who were against it, you know, used scare tactics. And until, you know, that, you know, comes to fruition, I mean, you look at Greenbush. None of the negatives that people were saying that was going to happen ever happened. And the same thing here. And, you know, they don't want to know the facts, certain people. I've sat down, as I said, with a bunch of people who, once I've gone over the facts with them, are now in support of the project. Because they're not my facts.
Mm.
You know, they've been vetted through the, you know, the siting board. They've been vetted through the DEP. 11 different court cases have upheld those findings. You know, this isn't me just going out with my facts, making stuff up, and, you know, saying. which probably put the project at a disadvantage 5 or 6 years ago because it was still going through the process. So, you know, there was no decision made. So at that point, it was probably a he said, she said. Mm. But now we're well past that.
Mm.
You know, we're just well past that. And, you know, so we'll just, you know, keep getting the word out there and you know, going to talking to groups and business groups and community groups and, you know, just keep getting the facts out and, you know, just keep moving forward.
I guess I would ask you, we're in an election year in that city, mm-hmm. in that community. Usually when there's an election year, usually this is a topic that is that some try to make a primary topic or conversation in those political races.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you're hoping to diffuse? Is that something that you think that maybe this whole thing will be resolved by the time we hit the summertime and it'll be a non-issue?
Well, I don't really think about it that way. I can't be concerned with, what's going on as far as that's concerned. My concern is primarily, you know, getting the right information out there for people. The people of Brockton know what's best for the people of Brockton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and armed with the right information, they're going to make the right decisions. So, you know, I don't pretend to know, you know, what the people of Brockton, you know, think of their elected officials or, you know, if they're doing a good job for them, the same way as I wouldn't appreciate someone coming to Quincy and, you know, from outside of Quincy and telling me what's good for us there. So I try to have that same respect. You know, my only focus is to get, you know, the truth out there the best that we can. And, you know, if people, you know, want to sit down and talk, you know, I'm always available. And you know, they have been reaching out to us in large numbers.
Well, my next question was going to be, I know you said earlier boots on the ground and stuff. What are some of the specific tactics that or methods that you've used to get the truth or the information out to people in Brockton?
Well, we've put out myth versus fact sheets. We did a lot of advertising in the beginning to raise the profile of the conversation. You know, I do weekly radio programs in both the Haitian and Cape Verdean communities. We have, I think I might have said, put out the myth versus fact sheet, you know, that we get out to people. We have these cards that, you know, talk about, you know, how they can get involved and whom they can contact to, you know, show that, you know, there is large support for this project in the community. Back when we, in the beginning, before we started our process, you know, we did a poll that showed that the majority of people didn't have an opinion on it.
Hmm.
That there was a, you know, the yeas and nays were basically equal, but I think it was right around 50% didn't have an opinion. So those are the ones that we were trying to target. You know, and we've been lucky that, you know, we've been able to get some of the no's, you know, over to our side. You know, and as I said, it's just from getting the facts out there to people and, you know, not telling them what to think, but just giving them the information, knowing that once they're armed with it, you know, they can form their own opinion what's good for the city.
Mm.
If folks want to find out more or at least find out more information regarding the project, how can they do that?
They can go to our website at brocktoncleanenergy.com, you know, or they can feel free to give me a call at 781-789-7073.
Any last words in regarding any, whether it's getting word out or I know that the lawsuit is still kind of pending.
Yeah.
Any movement on that at all at this point in time?
Well, we don't comment on ongoing litigation, so I'll let the lawyers deal with that.
Okay.
As I said, my sole focus is just getting the information out there. So, you know, when the process comes to having informed decisions, that you know people are armed to do that.
Well, we thank you for coming in, Tom, and we'll definitely look forward to having you back in a few weeks.
Great.
for another update.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
Thanks.
We will step aside. And when we come back, we are going to speak with a state rep-elect and a state senator-elect right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.